We continue our learning. We are in Sanhedrin, Perek Tes, Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah will continue the discussion of murder and will teach us that a person is not chayav misa unless he has kavana to kill this particular person, and the makah, the blow that he gives, is kedei lahamis, has the potential to kill someone. As the Mishnah will explain, niskavein laharoges habehema v'harages ha'adam, person had a kavana to kill an animal, ended up though shooting the arrow, let's say, at a person. Or lanachri had kavana, and he ended up, he had kavana to kill a nachri, someone, let's say, worship an idol worshiper, for which you're not chayav misa, and it ended up, Baharagash Yisrael, ended up the arrow went and killed a Jew. Or lanafalim, he had kavana to kill a nefel, it's a child that's not viable, for which a person is not chayav misa. Baharag ben kayami, ended up killing a ben kayama, a viable child. The halacha is patur. In all of these cases, he's patur because he didn't have kavana to kill the person for which you chayiv misa. And this would be true even if he got hasra. There's a warning and said, listen, you know, if you shoot that arrow, you may end up killing ben kayama. You may end up killing a person and not the animal. He says, you know, listen, I don't really care what it ends up killing. Nonetheless, since his kavana was, let's say, to kill the animal and not to kill the person, even though if he killed the person, the halacha is that he's going to be pater. Rashi explains why that is, because that hasra is not an effective hasra. That's what we call a hasra suffik. He gave hasra a warning where it's a suffik. It's a suffik what exactly he's going to do. It's not like you see him cutting the grass on Shabbos and say, listen, you could keep doing that. That's a malacha for which you chayav misa. That says there's no doubt there. But here, when a person is about to kill and it potentially could hit an animal or a person, let's say, that's a hasra suffik. That's not an effective hasra. Then the Mishnah says, "Niskavein lahakoso al masnav v'lo hayaba kedei lahamis al masnav v'halchala alibo v'hayaba kedei lahamis alibo v'ames pater." What happened here? Someone had kavana to hit someone on the in the legs or on the hips. And that blow in that area would not have killed the person. It wasn't that the force wasn't so strong. But in the end, he ended up not killing him. His aim was not so good. He ended up hitting him not on his hips, but right on his heart. And that certainly was a blow that could kill someone if you hit him in the heart that way. And that's what he ended up doing. He ended up doing that. V'mason, the person died, he's going to be pater because he didn't have kavana to kill him. He had kavana to hit him hard maybe on his thighs, which would cause him pain, but not kill him. The fact that he ended up hitting him on his heart and that killed him, and that is kedei lahamis alibo, that wasn't his kavana, therefore he's pater from misa. Niskavin lahakoso alibo v'hayaba kedei lahamis alibo. Now the other way, he had kavana to hit him on his heart, and it was enough. And then the blow was certainly enough. Kedei lahamis alibo, that he hit him on the heart, it would kill him. V'holcha lo al masnav. In the end, his aim wasn't good, and he ended up hitting him on his hips. V'lo hayaba kedei lahamis al masnav, and it certainly was not enough. A typical blow like this would not kill a person if you hit him on his hips. But in the end, this person ended up dying, even though we hit him on his hips. V'meis halach is pater. Why? Because this was not a makah, a kedei lahamis, didn't have the potential to kill him in the place where you ended up hitting him. Niskavin lahakos es agado lo hayaba kedei lahamis es agado v'hal chala ala katan v'hayaba kedei lahamis es hakatan v'meis pater. Person has in mind to hit this gadol, this an adult, and this blow would be enough to this blow would not be enough to kill an adult. It would just cause pain, just cause harm, just cause injury. In the end, it ended up, his aim was not good. He ended up hitting a katan, a child. And this blow, certainly, there was enough force to kill a child. And the child died from the force. Pater, person is pater because he didn't have kavana, kedei lahamis, in order to kill this katan. Niskavin lahakos es hakatan, the other way, v'hayaba kedei lahamis es hakatan, he has kavana, he wants to kill the katan. And then there's enough force in this blow, certainly, to kill this child. V'hol chala ala gadol, in the end, his aim wasn't good, he ended up hitting an adult. V'hayaba kedei lahamis es hakatan, typically, this blow does not have enough force to kill a gadol, an adult, but v'mes, but this gadol happened to be weak, and the person, the gadol, died because of it. Also pater, because this was not a makah sheyesh bo kedei lahamiso. Aval, Mishnah continues, niskavin lahakos al masnav v'hayaba kedei lahamis al masnav. He has kavana to hit him on his hips, and there's enough in the blow that would kill him. It's a strong blow, would kill him on his hips. But in the end, his aim wasn't good. He ended up hitting him on his heart, the mace, and he died. Chayef. He's going to be chayef. Why? Because here, it was kedei lahamis, no matter where he hit him. Even the place where he wanted hit him, amasnav, the blow was strong enough. So the fact that it went on his heart and killed him doesn't make a difference. He's going to be chayef. And niskavin lahakosis agadol lahayaba kedei lahamis is agadol. He has kavana to hit an adult. And in fact, this force, this blow, would have been enough to kill the gadol, as opposed to the previous case. This case, when we spoke about the katan and the gadol before, this could kill the gadol. V'hol chalal katan, he ended up hitting the katan, his aim wasn't good, hit a child, and of course, v'meis, the child died from that. So the halach is chayef. Why? Because this was considered a makas maves, a blow that could have killed the gadol as well. Therefore, it's going to be chayef. Rabbi Shimon Omer, afilu niskavin laharo gezeh, v'hara gezeh pater. Even if kavana to kill this person, let's say Reuven, he ended up killing Shimon, you're going to be pater. What is Rabbi Shimon coming to say, coming to argue on? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon's coming to argue on the reish of the Mishnah. What did the reish of the Mishnah say? A person has kavana to kill an animal, ended up killing a person, he's going to be pater. What does that imply? That implies that if kavana to kill a person, one person, ended up killing another person, you'd be chayef. It's only when you have kavana to kill an animal, you ended up killing a person, that we say that you're exempt. That implies had you had kavana to kill person A, you ended up killing person B. So the halach is that you're going to be chayef. Comes Rabbi Shimon to say, I disagree with that. I disagree with the inference of the Tanakhama. And he says, even if you have kavana to kill Reuven, you ended up killing Shimon, you're going to be pater. What's this based on? The pasuk in Devarim Yotes? Va'arav lo v'kamalav. When it comes to Misa, comes to Ritzicha murder, if it's va'arav lo, you're lying in ambush v'kamalav and you rise upon him. What does that mean? That phrase comes to teach us actually yiskavein lo. You have to have kavana va'arav lo v'kamalav on this particular person. Comes Rabbi Shimon to say that therefore you go. Comes Rabbi Shimon to say you're going to be pater even if you have kavana to kill a human being, ended up killing another human being. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon obviously argues on the last halacha in the Mishnah. This is where the Mishnah had said he had kavana to kill a gadol and an adult. And the blow was strong enough to kill the gadol. And then he ended up killing a katan. And of course, it was enough of a blow to kill the katan. The katan dies. So the Mishnah says you're going to be chayef. Rabbi Shimon says you're pater there as well. You're pater there as well. Why? You had kavana to kill a different person than the one you end up killing. So you're going to be pater. But Rabbi Shimon only argues on when we're speaking about the kavana of towards the person. But if your blow, if the force is a sufficient, even Rabbi Shimon agrees. If a person has kavana to hit someone on his hips, and it was enough to kill him on his hips, ended up going on his heart, and the person died, even Rabbi Shimon agrees that in such a case you're going to be chayef. Perek Tes Mishnah Gimel. Rotzeach Shenis Arev Bacherim. You know this person is the Rotzeach. Ends up gets mixed up with a lot of other people who are not rotzchim. Kulam Pturim. They're all pater from Misa. Gemara explains and says the following. Shnayim Sheyu Omdim V'yatza Chetz Mi Beneim V'Harag. Shnayim Pturim. You have two people. They're standing. And you see out of two of them, an arrow comes out. You have no idea who shot the arrow and ended up killing a person. They're both pater, because you don't know who it came from. V'am Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, guess what? Afilu Abba Chalafta B'neim. Even his father, Chalafta, was a great tzaddik. Even if one of them you know is a chassid, is a tzaddik, like Abba Chalafta, you don't say, well, then it must not have been him. It must have been the other guy. No, we don't say that. Kulon Pturin. Rabbi Yudah Omer, Konsin or some Lakipa, he disagrees. We don't say that kulam turim, completely they go off scot-free, but rather he says we bring them into the kippah. Kippah is the jail, called the kippah because it was like a vaulted and had a bent ceiling. According to the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda is really not arguing on the Tanakhama that we read. Because Tanakhama said Rotzech gets mixed up with others, they're all pater. Rabbi Yehuda says you bring them into a kippah. Is he speaking about the Rotzech got mixed up with others? So the Gemara says no. There's a chisur machasa. There's something missing in the Mishnah. We have to add those words to the Mishnah, and it's to that Rabbi Yehuda is commenting when he says kontin or something like kippah. We bring them into the kippah, and that is referring to animals, not people. How so? Well, at least according to one position. What's missing in the Mishnah we should read? Shor shenigmar dino shenis arev b'shvarim acherim soklim osam. Says the Tanakhama, another halacha, and this is what Rabbi Yehuda is arguing on. You have a shor, you have an ox. And there's a gemar din that it killed a person. And what do you do to the shor? The Torah says, sakol yisur kala shor, you have to kill the shor, you have to give it skila. But now that shor that's supposed to be killed, that had a gemar din, is convicted that it killed a person, got mixed up with other oxen. What do we do with all of that? Says the Tanakama, Soklamasam. They're all Asur Bahana, because we don't know which one. You have to treat them all Asur Bahana. And therefore, we're going to give them Skila. Why? Since, anyway, because it gets mixed up, we have to be strict, and you can't allow any of the owners of any of the oxen to use the animals. We may as well give them all Skila, because then at least we can accomplish our goal with the animal that deserves Skila. So we end up giving them all Skila. That's the Tanakama's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, now I understand what Rabbi Yehuda come to tell us in our Mishnah. It's on that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Konsin otsam lakipa. No, you don't give them skila. Why? You don't want to put the beis din through that tircha. Rather, bring the animals into a kippa, put them in a jail. You starve them. You don't feed them, and they'll end up starving, die from starvation. And that way, you will accomplish your goal indirectly. Some explain the Gemara that the Mishnah actually is speaking about a rotzeach who didn't have a gemar din just yet, and he got mixed up with other rotzchim who had a gemar din. So what do we do? The other rotzchim should be killed because they had a gemar din. But there's one rotzach in their midst that we know he killed someone, but he wasn't 100% convicted by beis din. So then the halacha is they're all patur mimisa, because the halacha is you can only give a gemar misa. Why just give the gemar din? The answer is you have to do gemar din befadav, and since we don't know who it is, you can't do the gemar din properly. So what should we do? They're all going to be patur. Here is Rabbi Yehuda says no kotzim asal lekipa. No, they're all rotzlim. Then you have to bring them, put them in jail, and there they're going to die. So then the Mishnah says kol chai ve miso shenis arvu zeba ze nidon bakala. So when it comes to chayiv misos, let's say you have a group of people got mixed together. Some of them are chayiv skila, some are chayiv sreifa, and you don't know who's chayiv what. Nidon makal, so you give them the most lenient of the two. So for example, haniskalim banasrafim. If let's say some people chayiv skila, some people chayiv sreifa got mixed together, what do we give them? Rabbi Shimon Omer, nidon baskila, because we had this beginning of the Sanhedrin Perek, shas sreifa chamur, because he holds sreifa is more chamur, so you give them a lighter punishment. You give them all skila. V'achachamim amrim, they disagree. Nidon misreifa shas skila chamur. You give them sreifa because that's the more lenient of the two, because skila is more strict. Amar Rabbi Shimon, and we had this. We explained this in the past. What's the Rabbi Shimon's logic? What's the rationale that Strefa is more chumra than Skila? Ilu lo haisa Strefa chamura lo nitna levas kohen shezinsa. If Strefa weren't so strict, we would not give it to a bas kohen who had an affair. So what this is saying is that since a bas kohen who's mizana is something that's terrible, something so severe, and according to Rabbi Shimon, a bas kohen who's mizana, whether she's in a suwa, whether she had chuppah or didn't have chuppah, she's chayv strefa. That must be strefa's more chomer than skila. The chachamim disagree with that because they disagree with that halacha. According to the chachamim, a bas kohen shezinsa, we had this in the past, who's in a suwa, who had an affair when she's after chuppah, is chayv sreifa. But a bas kohen arusa, which is more severe, gets, because she's just after erusin, we consider that more severe, is going to be chayv skila. Think about when it comes to nana bas kohen, a regular woman. A woman who's an eishes ish, a married woman, after chuppah has an affair, she's chayv chenek. But if she's an arusa, only after kiddushin, after erusin, she's chayv skila. So we look at after erusin having an affair as more strict. And since the chachamim say the bas kohen also doesn't get sreif if it's after erusin, only after nesuin, so obviously skila is more chomer. Amulo, and the chacham said back to Rabbi Shimon, we'll prove to you that skila is more chomer. Ilu lo haisa skila chamura lo nitna la megatef lo vira vado zara. We wouldn't give. Think about it. Someone who worships idols, someone who curses Hashem, that's more. We give them the most strict punishment, and they're chayiv skila. So that's why skila is more chomer than sreifa. Now the Mishnah says, what if the following get mixed together? And the herogim banechenakim. Some people are chayiv herig, some are chayiv chenek. First, nehereg is saif, is to be beheaded. Nechenakim is supposed to be strangulation. Rabbi Shimon Omer basayif. Then they should all be beheaded. Why? Because according to him, saif, hereg, is considered more lenient than chenek. V'chachamim omer b'chenek. The chachamim say no, they get chenek, they get strangulation. That's the more lenient of the two. What's the rationale of that? So the Gemara explains, that according to Rabbi Shimon, the people who are madiche ir hanidachas, people who cause other people to, remember this ir hanidachas is where the most of the city worship the Avodah Zarah. So you're the madiach. You're the one who incites everybody to worship idols in that city. What are you chayev? So the people there, we know are chayev herek. But the one who's madiach is chayev chenek. So says Rabbi Shimon, obviously, herek is not as severe as chenek. Chenek is more severe because the one who's madiach, who's the cause of everyone worshiping Avodah Zarah, is obviously more strict than the people who worship the Avodah Zarah. He's the cause of all of them. And he's chayev chenek, strangulation, and they're supposed to be beheaded. They get saif, they get herek. Obviously, chenek is more strict. The Chachamim disagree. In fact, they hold that it's not true, that the Madiach of the Ir HaNidachas is Chayv Skila. The people are Chayv Hereg, it's true, but the one who's Madiach, all of them, is going to be Chayv Skila. And therefore, Skila, obviously, we know Skila is more Chomer. But the point is, and since the people of Ir HaNidachas get Hereg and don't get Chenek, so therefore we consider Hereg more Chomer than Chenek.